KS106 Radio with your hosts,
Brittany,
Caitlin,
and my name is Kelsey.
Hey guys, my name is Sarah.
And I'm Brooke.
Today we are doing one of our most popular segments, Serial Dater.
In this segment, we interview celebrities who are known for dating a lot of other celebrities. We start off by interviewing the so-called serial dater and get their side of the story. Then we're going to interview their former love flames and find out what really happened.
Ooh, scandalous.
Definitely. Can't wait for this.
This week we are interviewing Taylor Swift for our segment.
Taylor is a longtime friend of the show, and actually she called us to see if we could do the segment about her.
She wanted to clear the air after getting a good amount of negative press lately about her dating habits. She swears she's not nearly as much of a player as the media is making her out to be.
So to help Taylor out, we're going to interview her and four of her former boyfriends.
As many Taylor fans know, she's currently working on her next album and is getting ready to release her first single off of it.
Our sources have told us that the new song is about a past romance. So on top of helping Taylor out, we're going to try to get to the bottom of this new song and see who it's about.
We're going to go to a short commercial break, but make sure to stay tuned in to Fab 5 on DS106 Radio to hear our interview with Taylor Swift.
Do you search for love? Do you go through relationships like they're going out of style? Well, look no more. Now there is a Pocket Love Relationship Counselor app for your iPhone or Android, all for just $99.99 a month. This counselor is guaranteed to give you the best relationship advice or your money back. All you have to do is speak into your phone and say what your problem is, and the counselor app will tell you how to solve it. To sign up, go to www.imnotaserialdaterijustwantlove.com.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we're getting ready to interview Taylor Swift for our most popular segment, Serial Dater. Taylor, I know you have been a busy girl. Have you enjoyed creating your new album?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Your number one single leaked out on YouTube yesterday. Sources say that it is about a boy. Can you tell our listeners a little more about that?
What?
Taylor, you don't need to hide this information. Sooner or later, we are going to find out. You might as well tell us now.
That song kind of is what it is.
Yep.
Okay, we will come back to that a little later. Maybe then you will tell us. At least can you tell us a little bit about your process or thoughts about writing your new album?
I have been all over the map as far as emotion-wise going. Like, with this album, it's been such an emotional process. Like, writing it for those 2 years, the last 6 months of that, like the 6 months of finishing up the record, I would have nightmares in the middle of the night where I'd wake up and I'd be like, have a nightmare that Rolling Stone hated it.
Well, why would Rolling Stones hate it? Is the new song about them? Well, I take it from the silence, that's a no. Usually you get all heated up and defensive when someone is on the right track. Anyways, insiders predict that this new CD will sell over 900 billion copies.
That's so many.
I know. It is. So, who's the new song about?
Your socks are amazing today.
Thank you, but I think you're trying to change the subject. We are going to interview some of your exes if you don't tell us now.
You know I can't talk about that.
All right.
All right, all right. Well, I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to name off other people, which are exes of yours, that Fab Five is going to interview for this show later on tonight. Stop me if I get hot. John Mayer, Taylor Lautner, Harry Styles, T-Pain.
Don't think I remember. This is opening my mind up to so many thoughts.
Well, get your mind flowing. We are going to get to the bottom of this. And listeners, you can tweet us at DSFab5 to vote on who you think this new song is about. Do it now and we will give you the results at the end of the show.
You put like a different dude up there on the screen, and it just makes me really question like what I stand for as a human being. There's never been two guys on the screen two visits in a row.
Okay. I'm sorry. I won't ask you any more questions. Thanks for agreeing to talk on this show. Everyone, keep your eyes open for Taylor's new album in store soon. Now, here is Taylor's popular song, We Are Never, Ever, 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 Ever Getting Back Together.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 we called it off again last night. But ooh, 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 this time, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back. Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Well, it looks like Taylor's not spilling the beans. Now let's try to find out some more information from her exes. Let's head on over to Sarah and see what she can dig up.
Thanks, Kelsey. Alright guys, welcome back to Serial Dater. If you're just tuning in, today's segment is about Taylor Swift and her numerous exes. Since Taylor's lips are sealed, I guess it's up to us to do some old school investigative journalism. I'm here with John Mayer, who dated Miss Swift way back in 2009. John, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
That's great, that's great. Now, how are things going for you?
I'm playing Halo right now. Is this anything?
Wow. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you about something a little more personal. Your past relationship with Taylor Swift. I need to know, how would you describe your relationship with Taylor?
I wanted to give a young upstart a shot.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop right there, Mr. Mayor. You wanted a what? So it was all an act.
I wanted to give her a go, spread the wealth.
Wait, did you guys even hang out?
Yeah, watch movies, cook.
Wow, okay. So were you just a fan of Taylor, you know, trying to help her out a bit, or what?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, and I think she's got a really great voice. I would later turn out she's one of just the smartest, most talented people around right now. And,
I getcha. So you don't think Taylor would write her new song about you, do you?
And it's not ideal.
Okay, are you sure? Maybe she mistook your fake feelings as being real.
I was thinking about how I would answer that without sounding like I was criticizing anyone else for having it, or you. I don't want to make any broad statements about society. I just didn't want to do it anymore.
Okay. So, let's be honest, John. Did you really have any feelings for any of the girls you dated in the past? John, are you gay?
I was just a jerk, you know? And it's hard sometimes people to process that. They'd rather have a quick go-to, like, oh, he was popping X number of pills a day.
I'm just joking with you. Do you think that you just haven't met the right woman?
No. Yeah, you go, but you know what, they can't get certain things.
Okay, John, I'll stop harassing you. I guess our team's gonna have to look elsewhere for some answers. Anyways, thanks so much for talking with us today.
This show backstage, it's fun from the moment you get out of the car. Because I got to imagine you've taken all the experiences you ever had of being a guest on a show mm-hmm. and said, well, that made me feel crappy, that made me... Uh-huh. And you put it all together in the opposite of it. It's the most fun talk show I've ever been. I'm drunk.
Aw, thanks, John. I'm glad you had a great time with us. Now, while we continue to look for Taylor's mysterious man, time for an oldie but goodie song by John Mayer. A blast from the past, it's Half of My Heart featuring Taylor Swift.
I never loved somebody else.
listening to Fab Five on DS106 Radio. Stay tuned for more juicy info on your favorite celebrities.
Welcome back to the Fab Five on DS106 Radio. If you're just tuning in, we're getting ready to interview everyone's favorite werewolf, Taylor Lautner, for our segment, Serial Dater. Hope you enjoy.
All right, ladies. I've got the interview you've been waiting for. I'm in the studio with the tan, the buff, and most importantly, the gorgeous Taylor Lautner. Wow, Taylor. Sorry about all that. I asked my fellow Fab Five hosts to keep calm, but clearly we're all huge fans in here. So now that the Twilight saga is over, are you working on anything new?
There's a few things right now I'm working on. I've been developing a project of mine. I'm excited about that. That's been very time-consuming. And then, you know, more recently, I have a project called Tracers that went over to Cannes, and I think I'll start filming that sooner than later.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear more about this project you've got. But I want to talk to you about something a little more personal. Your past relationship with Taylor Swift. How would you characterize it?
Just so strange. I don't even have a word.
Did you think things would end the way they did?
It's nuts to me, because I remember when we were just beginning, I was saying, man, this is going to go on forever. And here we are.
Wow, that's really sad. Well, I'm sure you know Taylor has a new song coming out. Any idea of who it could be about?
Of course.
Oh, will you tell me?
It's very complicated. It's nuts to me.
Come on, can't you just tell me? All right, I won't pressure you, but I do have one last question that I'm sure a lot of women are interested in. Can you tell us your top desired characteristics in a woman?
Loyalty, honesty, somebody, but you know, really important to me is somebody who can totally let loose and pretty much be themselves.
Those are really great characteristics, and you deserve all the happiness in the world, Taylor. Thank you so much for coming on today and letting us talk with you. We really appreciate it. Well, I got really close to finding out who this new Taylor Swift song is about. But Taylor is a loyal guy, and he wasn't willing to let this just escape too quickly. So we'll continue on in our search to find out. Thanks for listening in to Fab Five on DS106 Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of playing guitar like Taylor Swift? Well, now's the time to start learning. Garrett's Guitar is offering $5 lessons for the listeners of our Fab Five radio show. You could be age 7 or 70. Garrett's Guitar will teach you the methods of acoustic guitar or even electric guitar if that's your thing. If you've ever wanted to learn how to play guitar, check out Garrett's Guitar Lessons online to learn more about this awesome offer for $5 lessons.
Welcome back to Fab Five on DS106 Radio. If you're tuning in now, you are in for a special treat. We have British heartthrob turned American heartthrob Harry Styles here with us for our ever-popular segment, Serial Dater. So I'm sitting down with British boy band sensation Harry Styles. Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Thanks for being a part of our show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So One Direction has kind of blown up over the past year or so, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, we're just kind of five normal teenage lads who have been having a lot of fun, working very hard, and it seems to have kind of blown up, so we're very lucky boys.
Your fans are kind of crazy.
You know, the fans have been absolutely amazing. I think we definitely have the best fans in the world. You know, they put in so much work and so much time and stuff for us. You know, they're the ones who kind of wait up and stay out in the cold and stuff. And, you know, I think they're just incredible.
So to get to the real reason we've got you here today, let's talk about Taylor Swift. So you and Taylor dated, correct?
We met in America, and she's very nice, yeah.
So, you did date?
You meet people.
You're not going to tell me if you guys actually dated or not, are you?
No.
Are you sure you don't want to tell me? Like, are you really sure?
Let's move on.
Okay. Let's just pretend that you guys did date then. We heard that she has a new song coming out, and that it's about an ex. Do you think it could be about you?
I have no idea.
Would she have any bad feelings about you to make a song about?
She hates me.
Oh, really? She hates you? Do you have any idea who this song could be about if it's not about you?
We don't know.
Well, that's unfortunate. And not at all helpful, really. Thanks for interviewing with us, though. It was good to meet you.
I feel like we've done so many of these interviews that I have nothing left to give.
Well, that was my interview with Harry Styles. I'm not sure we've gotten any closer to figuring out who Taylor's song could be about from that. At least she's got a cool accent, I guess. Thanks again to Harry for interviewing with us. Now we're going to play One Direction song, What Makes You Beautiful.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see. You'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful, oh, oh. That's what makes you beautiful.
Welcome back to Fab 5 on DS106 Radio. Finally, it's Brooke's turn to interview our last ex of the day. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some answers. Brooke, take it away.
Thanks, Sarah. What's up, all you DS106 Radio listeners? We're about to move away from those pre-boys, because I'm going to interview the often-forgotten man in T-Swift's life. Now, first, I'm going to play their song that they did together called Thug Story, and you can guess who I'm about to interview.
T-swizzle,
I'm like 8 foot four, blonde hair to the floor. You shorties never thought I dreamed about rapping hardcore. No, I ain't got a gun. No, I never really been in a club. Still live with my parents, but I'm still a thug. I'm so gangster, you can find me baking cookies at night. You out clubbing, but I just made Carol Delight. T-swizzle, T-Pain, rapping on the same track. It's a thug story, tell me, can you handle that? I had a dream last night. I had diamonds in my mouth and diamonds on my
Shawty, I'ma take ya.
You can call me T-Sweezy, now I'm a rap star.
Hey, it's a thug story now. Tell them who you are. Sing a turn gangsta.
You don't wanna fight me.
Straight to the top.
In my extra small white tee.
T-Swift and T-Pain all up on the same track. It's a thug story now. Can you get the dance?
What? What? I need sweaters, yo. What? Yo.
Yep.
You guys bleeped me and I didn't even say anything. I didn't even swear.
She didn't even swear?
Hello?
She didn't even swear. That part always gets me. Well, here's the man himself. Grammy Award winner, singer, producer, T-Pain.
What's happening, B?
I'm good. We're here to talk about you, so how's it going with your life, with your music?
I'm blessed, man. I'm breathing, so we're good.
So what have you been working on?
Right now I'm working on Stoic, you know what I'm saying? It's a new project, and basically it's a, you know, a hold-off album, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like an album I've been wanting to do for a while.
Cool. Great. Yeah, we want to ask you some personal questions, actually.
Oh, that's a problem.
Nah. I just want to ask you some questions about your relationship with Taylor Swift. You know, you guys did that song together, Thug Story, that we just played for our listeners. So I just have a couple questions.
I think it's cool. I mean, the last time I talked to him was like, whew, man, it's been months and months and months. Almost a year. I do know that. It's definitely been almost a year. I mean, but the relationship's cool. I mean,
so I'm gonna be blind here. No beating around the bush. We all know there were some rumors after Thug's story came out that you were dating Taylor Swift.
There was truth to that. And then I didn't change my mind.
What?
It was very fun.
Okay. Was she even of age then? What was that, like 2009? Oh, she was born in 89. Okay, that's really close there, man. Well, what about this new song then? We Are Never Getting Back Together. We know it's about one of her exes. As far as we can tell, there are no other songs that seem to describe you on any of her
albums. I don't know how I feel about it. I think I'm cool with them, you know, doing it. I mean, I ain't got no power like that to be like, they shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, I'm tracking. But you're still friends with Taylor. So has she let you in on who the song is about? Do you know? Are you going to tell us?
I actually do know that.
Okay. So you're going to keep that one. You're not going to tell us.
I don't know why. And I'll just mess up everything in between, so.
Well, you obviously have an opinion on this. How Taylor Swift writes about all these guys in her songs and bashes them. What do you got to say about that?
You know, everybody go through that little depression state. You know what I'm saying? Everybody went through it. Just way too serious. Music was created to express yourself. And if that's how you act in normal life, then you suck. You know, you're a sucky person, like. Put some comedy in your life. I know you laugh at things, then laugh at it on your songs. Make fun of yourself.
Okay. Thanks, T-Pain, for coming out and being a good sport about all of our questions.
It's fun for the whole family.
Kelsey, take it away.
Well, those were all really interesting interviews. I don't think we'll really know who the songs are going to be about. What do you think?
Definitely not until Taylor Swift comes us. Well, Taylor Swift.
But after a group of exes like that, I'm quite sure it's going to be popular. Thanks to Taylor for setting all this up. We really enjoyed getting to talk to her, and we hope we cleared the air at least a little bit. Also, thanks to all the guys who were a part of this experience, too. We appreciate them taking the time out of their day to talk to us.
And that wraps up our Serial Dater series as part of the 5-5 Yes 106 radio show.
Brittany, Caitlin,
Kelsey,
Sarah,
and Brooke. And we're signing off at BS 106 Radio. Thanks for listening.